Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Welcome in, everybody, to another special breaking news edition of Football 24/7 here. I'm joined by John McMullen live, reacting to the breaking news of the day. Micah Parsons gets traded to the Green Bay Packers from the Dallas Cowboys. I cannot believe they did it. John, I'm not going to cloud it at all. Everybody wanted to hear from you earlier. Your first thought on the Dallas Cowboys trading Micah Parsons for 2 first-round picks and Kenny Clark to the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, it seems like a lot on the surface, but if you dig deeper, it's, you know, this is a pretty good trade from the Packers standpoint. But the contract is obviously the largest non-quarterback contract in NFL history, which is no surprise. We all knew whether Micah was going to get that in Dallas or somewhere else, he was going to get that. So that's part of doing business, with great players. In theory, you want to have great players, although it seems like a lot of NFL teams don't subscribe to that theory, or at least some. But yeah, I mean, we've talked about it a lot in the past. Jerry Jones, great businessman, Hall of Fame businessman. He is killing the Dallas Cowboys from a football perspective. He is killing that team from a football perspective. Kenny Clark's a good player. He's over 30. I mean, he's been a good player. I don't know how much is left. So, and then 2 first-round picks. Green Bay is already a pretty good team, and they get much better with Micah Parsons. So you figure those first-round picks, best-case scenario in the 20s, maybe late in the 20s, maybe they even win it all. And it gets really late. So we talk about that with the Eagles. And teams trading with the Eagles. Well, these are going to be late in the round picks for teams that are good. And Green Bay is going to be good. Again, very tough division, so they might beat up on each other. But now you got to worry about it from an Eagles perspective. You don't got to worry about Dallas, but you're got to start worrying about Green Bay a little bit.
Well, I think that's a significant part, John. I mean, Dallas wasn't a worry before this trade, right? I mean, but we now do have another emerging contender in the NFC in the Green Bay Packers. What's your outlook on them after adding Micah Parsons today, John? You mentioned the contract, 4 years, $188 million, John, $47 million per year. For Micah Parsons, unbelievable, big contract, 136, I believe, guaranteed.
Yeah, I mean, and this puts, you know, I think Green Bay on the same level as Detroit and the NFC North. They probably pass Minnesota. They certainly pass Chicago. I have some concerns with Jordan Love coming off last season. I was disappointed. But if it clicks for him, I mean, I don't question Jordan Love's talent. I question his decision-making, gets a little bit too frustrated, too willing to throw the ball in dangerous situations. So, you know, I used to say that about Josh Allen, and he figured it out to a certain degree. So, I mean, from a talent standpoint, you're not going to question Jordan Love. So if it starts clicking for him, look out. I mean, this team becomes a legitimate contender. They're one of the group of teams that can literally talk about the Super Bowl and it be realistic by making this move.
Yeah. John, what do you make of Jerry Jones actually doing it, man? I really didn't think he would do it, John. I thought he would make him wait. I thought he would franchise tag him if he needed to. And I thought he would make a circus of it as he always does. But he really said, nobody will dictate to me how to do my contracts. I don't care how good you are. Your thoughts on Jerry Jones actually doing it?
Well, you know, he's kind of a loose cannon. So from the standpoint, his history was he's always going to pay in the end. I do think there is some level of Micah was going to take this to the end, and he didn't want to play for that team anymore. And most of the other guys sort of understood the situation and knew they would get their money in the end. He would have got his money in the end as well. I just think he wanted nothing to do with the circus anymore and wanted to get out of there, and he made it happen. So that's the one thing about players. If they really want to make it difficult to stay in a certain situation, they can force their way out. And they were going through all this rigmarole with back tightness. I guarantee his back's going to check out when he gets to Green Bay, and he's going to be fine. So obviously there's a little bit of nonsense on both sides. But, I mean, if you're going to judge percentages of guilt or blame for this, I mean, 95% of it goes to Jerry Jones, at least, maybe higher.
Yeah. John,
it's an abject disaster. He's killing the Dallas Cowboys.
It almost feels intentional, John. It's so bad. Maybe many speculated maybe he's looking for Arch Manning next year and he's stocking up on first round picks. My problem was he didn't get that good of first round picks. The Packers picked 23 last year, John. They might be picking even higher this year.
Yeah, I mean, they picked 23rd last year, and you would think their pick is going to be worse this year. With Micah. So, and again, if Jordan Love cleans up his act, you know, this might be a team in the 30s. That's how good this team could be. So from that standpoint, it's more of an impact on the Eagles that he's going to and you're going to a good organization. Green Bay for years has been one of the better organizations in the NFL. They generally do things the right way. I don't expect that to change in the upcoming years. So this is a problem for everybody in the NFC. It was better to have him in Dallas where you knew Jerry would find a way to screw up everything else and do things the wrong way. So, I mean, if you're a fan of the Eagles, which most people are listening to this, or you're a fan of any other NFC contender, including Detroit, This ain't good for you.
No doubt. John, I think you just answered my next question, but are the Eagles winners today because Micah Parsons was shipped out of their division, or are they losers today because we have a new contender in the NFC?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Well, I look at it as a bit of a loser simply because I think their goals, I don't think, I know their goals are bigger than the division. Now, they would never verbalize that, but their goals are, let's be honest, their goals are Super Bowl or bust at this stage every year. And those expectations are unfair. But I mean, those are their own internal expectations. I mean, they want to win. And this makes it harder to win in the NFC. Yeah, I get you would have to play him twice, and you don't necessarily have to play him. You won't have to play him as much over the long haul, but this creates a better team in the NFC for a team that has legitimate Super Bowl goals. So yeah. From those larger goals, I think it's a hit for the Eagles, but. And, you know, playing them two times a year might not be fun. But again, I think Dallas sort of hampered some of that impact by the way they run their organization.
Yeah, John, just a couple questions here on you from an Eagles perspective here. Dallas in week one, that game just got a whole lot easier in my estimation. You agree?
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, I don't know if he would have played in that game if he stayed. So, yeah, I in the short term, I don't think it did much. I think
Doesn't it kind of signal like a white flag, John? They're like waving the white flag August 28th. Like, what does this signal to the locker room? They just traded away Micah Parsons for future picks.
Yeah. Yeah, certainly it has that impact. You mentioned the Cowboys fan you were talking about on YouTube. I mean, they're defeated already just from the way it was going. And now they don't have the player. And again, you know, Kenny Clark is a good player, but he's over 30, certainly not going to have the kind of impact. And first-round picks are always going to excite people a little bit. But, yeah, I think if you're realistic, I mean, Dallas is not that they were before, but, you know, they would have been a contender for the one of the final wild card spots, I think, if Dak has a good year and Micah was back. I think they had a legitimate upside. I don't even see that upside now. Now you got to start worrying about the Giants behind you.
John, last question, man. Does this change what the Eagles are going to do? We've been talking about edge rusher for a long time. I've been pounding the table for Trayvon Walker. I'm wondering if the cost for Trayvon Walker went down a little bit after seeing the Micah Parsons package. Do you think this changes what the Eagles would do or will do? Because, John, one thing you can't do in the NFL is rest on your laurels and think that nobody's going to catch up to you when you feel like the best. You got to continue to get better. Your thoughts on if this will change how the Eagles handle the next couple of weeks or next couple of months?
Well, I think they're going to wait and see what they have. You know, how we mentioned, we're going to gauge what we have in September, and then I think he's going to make the decision to make a move, whether it's for – you know, somebody on the trade market before the trade deadline. I think it's been pushed back, you know, and Howie's the one who, not that he was the first to say it, but he famously said it at one point, hope is not a strategy. Well, he's kind of hoping on the edge, which is not a strategy. But, you know, sometimes it's better to be lucky than good, and maybe one of these guys catches fire, whether it's Azeez Ojulari we talked about this morning with Caden Steele when he was on. Maybe he's a game day player. Maybe he's just not a practice player. Maybe Jalix Hunt is really just a prodigy, you know, and he's just going to go out there and perform. Maybe Nolan Smith can handle the workload and not be banged up playing 20 games like the Eagles want to play. You know, could that happen? Sure.
Get me Trayvon. Get me Trayvon Walker.
I don't like the odds, but yeah, it could happen.
Sounds like we need Trayvon, man.
Yeah, I mean, this is a player, and I was out to dinner, but I saw Honest NFL, he tweeted, you know, this guy's different, man. This guy's different. And, you know, and I think people will start to see that more. I think most people around the league knew it, but I think more people will get to see it in Green Bay because they'll be better. He'll have, you know, a better support system around him, not only from an organizational standpoint, but how they build the team and things like that. It's just a smart football organization. It has been for years. So I think people are going to start, not that they should have, and maybe because he's out of Dallas, not that they shouldn't have, but maybe because he's out of Dallas, there's not that visceral hate in Philadelphia, and they start to figure out, oh, that guy's pretty good, because that guy's pretty good. So yeah. There's no, you know, Trayvon Walker ain't in Micah Parsons' orbit.
I know he's not, but it makes you better than you are today. So I think you got to try and keep up. But I hear you. John, 8 to 10 a.m. we'll be live on Birds 365, man. Looking forward to hearing you further dive into this. Your final thought on the breaking news of Micah Parsons being traded from Dallas to the Green Bay Packers. We'll catch you in the morning, John. Your final thought.
Good to get him out of the NFC East, but it would have been better to get him out of the conference.
Great final thought, John. Thank you, brother.
All right. Thanks, Andy.
All right. Thanks, Johnny Mac. Johnny Mac joining me here on a special Football 24/7 edition. Great stuff there, everybody. I want to thank John for doing that, stepping out of his dinner to come and discuss the breaking news with you all. It is a big one today. You've already heard from me extensively on the National Football Show and on my own Football 24/7 at 6 p.m. tonight. So I'm going to get out of here. Hit that like button, guys. Appreciate you all being here. Drop your comments down below if you're listening after the fact. And if you haven't already, subscribe to Jacob Sports, all right? We're the number one Philadelphia Eagles channel. We cover it morning, noon, and night. Whenever there's news, we go live. We are a great community of fans here that talk about the game, the team, all year long, all day long, really. And we got a lot of fun things coming to boot here at Jacob Sports. So thank you guys for watching. See you next time, everybody.
EAGLES, Eagles.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.